Meteorologist Brad Field. Brad, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Two of my favorite broadcasters in Connecticut.
Now, where do we send the check?
No check is necessary. I just, I really enjoy you guys, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Well, we're certainly honored to have you on the program. Let's get to the weather, because here we are now, Brad, in the second half of winter. Give us a feel of what the rest of this winter might look like.
Well, I'll give you a feel of what this morning looks like. I was out with the dog a little bit this morning, and my goodness, you walk out the door and there's the feel of spring in the air. I mean, there's no question about it. Temperatures yesterday were up into the lower 50s across much of the state, and you know, we grilled out some steaks last night. It was a nice evening to grill out. But you know, what we're doing now, Brad and Dan, is we're taking a big step forward, and then we're taking a couple of steps backwards, and that's going to be the case for the remainder of February, and as we go on through March, and also into April as well. So even though it seems like the back of winter has been broken, spring training is beginning, the days are getting longer, but, you know, we're still going to have to put up with some snow and ice along the way, and, you know, sometimes that can continue well into April. What I wanted
wow.
to alert our listeners to this morning, though, guys, is the fog. I am looking at some of the observations across Connecticut, and especially downstate. For example, for the last couple of hours, Chester has been shrouded in fog with visibility of zero. Waterbury-Oxford Airport, the visibility is only about a tenth of a mile, and about a quarter of a mile in Meriden. So you driving around, driving off to work or school this morning, could very well encounter some of these thick fog patches. But you know, this is all part and parcel of the warm weather that we're going to get to enjoy today, with temperatures statewide up into the 50s, kind of a mostly cloudy day, but temperatures up into the 50s. Now, should I stop there?
No.
Should I tell you what's coming this weekend?
Let's hear what's coming this weekend.
All right, so tonight we're going to get some showers around. And what that is, guys, is a cold front coming through. Now, it's not going to really be cold tomorrow, but you're going to feel the change in the weather. The humidity is really going to drop down. The wind is really going to pick up. The sky will be blue. The sun will be shining. Temperatures tomorrow up into the 40s. But here's the kicker. Tomorrow night, the temperatures go back down into the teens. So, you know, winter's coming right back tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, we're looking for sunshine giving way to increasing clouds. But Saturday should be just fine, with temperature readings up into the 30s. And on Saturday night, it looks like the cold front that comes through will get hung up off the New England coast, and low pressure is going to ride along that front, and it's going to give us a burst of snow Saturday night.
Is it going to be a big snowstorm or just a little snow?
Well, it's going to be an aggressive little storm, but the thing about it is it's going to keep moving. We don't have any what we call blocking in the North Atlantic, and to get the big storms around here, you need blocking essentially out over the area of Greenland, you know, just to the east of the Canada Maritimes. We don't have that blocking there, so the storms will move along. I think the fact of the matter is Saturday night we'll have some heavy snow, but it's only going to last for a few hours instead of like maybe a day or two. So it will be Saturday night. Yeah, if I were pinned down right now, I'd say about 4 inches of accumulation. But you know what the beauty of this is, Brad and Dan? All our friends that are owners of the ski areas in Connecticut are really going to benefit really nicely on this thing, because on Sunday and on Monday, President's Day holiday, this is a big weekend for the ski areas, so they're going to get the fresh snow on Saturday night. And then it looks like Sunday and Monday are just going to be, like, awesome days for skiing, with temperatures each of those days moving up into the 40s.
Well, that will be a good weekend, President's Day weekend for the ski operators. There's no question about
that.
But
also, you can go out to eat and still drive and everything, all right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, Brad. I think early Saturday evening we should be okay. I would say it's coming in mid to late evening on Saturday and probably go to about mid-morning on Sunday. So, you know, you might be looking at some of the churches canceling services on Sunday morning. But as far as a big storm, I would say no. I would say a moderate storm coming in. But the good news here, guys, is remember I told you about the few steps forward, the few steps backwards. As we head into the middle part of next week, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday time frame, it looks like a warm front's going to come through, and I wouldn't be surprised if in the middle of next week, say Wednesday, somebody hits 60 degrees.
Wow.
But then the old proverbial step back again. It'll be turning colder next weekend, and I know you guys wanted me to look at the long range,
yes.
So I did. I looked at the computer models, and, you know, it's one of those things says to me, yeah, sure, it's going to be warm in the middle of next week, but still, you cannot let your guard down. Keep this date in mind, March 2nd, which is a Friday. But I do think that there's a potential for a storm in that time frame that would really be a blessing for the central and northern New England ski areas. This one could be a big one. That would be in the early part of March. And, you know, remember, we do have some big storms in March.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dan wasn't even born yet, but Brad and I were young men back in 1888.
I knew I was going to get it, see?
Well, I put myself in there with you, Brad.
I know you did.
But
Dan's close, too. Don't let him kid you.
As we both remember, in 1888, there was 50 inches of snow on the level in Middletown. That
wow.
was the blizzard of 1888. And then, more recently, we all remember the, quote, storm of the century. It wasn't really the storm of the century here, March 12th through 14th, 1993. We get about a foot and a half of snow accumulation on the average in Connecticut. But this was the storm that produced the major snows all the way down into northern Florida. And Atlanta was just clobbered with, you know, their biggest snowstorm on record. And then that thing came right up the coast. So that was March 12th through 14th, 1993. And I remember very, very clearly the April Fool's Blizzard of 1997, where there were some areas in the Connecticut Highlands especially got 2 feet of snow, and it was the heavy, wet snow. And the trees were just starting to foliate and so forth, and there was just devastating tree damage from that storm. So that was the April blizzard of 1997. So I'm not really seeing any of these big storms coming together, except, as I said, maybe early March, looking at something pretty good, especially for the central and northern New England ski areas. But it's the time of year that you just cannot let your guard down. And I think a lot of people next week, when the temperature briefly is up near 60 degrees, are going to be saying, oh, winter's over, winter's over. But I think we know better than that. Living in New England for a long, long time, March and April can play some nasty tricks on us.
Brad, one question I've been dying to ask you, and I'm glad you're on today. What has happened that makes it, for example, 60 degrees today, and then tomorrow night, it's cold. All season long, it's been that way. What causes this?
Well, the climate is made up of weather extremes, Brad. It's like being a student in school. You might be a C student, but that does not mean every single test you take, you get a 75 on it. You might study really hard and get an 85 and then not study quite so hard or not know the material as well and get a 65. But when you average it all out, you turn out to be a C student. That's how weather and especially climate works. Climate is the sum of extremes of weather. And when you go back and you look at all of this, we had a very cold November. We had a very cold December. Both those months averaged several degrees below average per day. And in the month of January, now this is a classic example of how averages are made up. We started the month of January very, very cold. That Christmas cold spell lingered into the first week and a half of January. We had multiple days with temperatures below zero.
Yep.
But then toward the end of the month, it started to moderate. And when you averaged it all together, we came out with a fairly normal month of January. So I guess the way to answer the question, Brad, is the normal is made up of the extremes. And I see that going forward the rest of this month, for example. Next week when the temperature's up near 60, everyone's going to be saying, oh, my goodness, climate change, climate change. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we've had days in January before where it's reached as high as 72 degrees.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, it's the extremes. We've had days in January where it's been as low as 26 degrees below zero. So it's the average that's made up of the extreme.
But Brad, maybe you can educate us, because a lot of times we'll hear, well, there's a big high-pressure system off Greenland, and it's serving as a blockage. It's affecting the jet stream. What's out there now affecting the jet stream and leading to this fluctuation in our temperatures?
Well, there's no blocking. That's what it is. So we've got these cold air masses that come, and they're fleeting. I think the best way to always think about the jet stream is consider it like a river. Instead of being a river of water, it's a river of air. But, you know, if you go up to a river and you throw a stick in the river will go along with the current. I mean, excuse me, the stick will go along with the current. But if you encounter a whirlpool, what happens to the stick? It gets stuck and it goes around in a circle, around in a circle. It's the same thing with the jet stream or a river of air. If we have a cutoff situation where low pressure is cut off in the upper atmosphere or high pressure is cut off in the upper atmosphere, you get a blocking pattern. So if the cold air comes in and there's a block, all of a sudden the cold air won't move. And that's what happened to us late in December, right after Christmas, into that first week and a half of January. There was a blocking pattern where the cold air was over us and couldn't get away.
Right. Well, okay. Now let's throw the sun into the equation now, because the sun is getting higher in the sky. What effect does that have?
Absolutely. It goes through less atmosphere, so you get more direct solar rays. Days are getting longer by a couple of minutes each day now. Sunset today, for example, is at 5:25. So the sun's angle is much more direct. The rays are coming in much stronger now. And that's going to continue to be the case as we go on through the end of winter and into early spring.
Okay. You know, Brad, just again, a big thank you to have you drop by every now and then. It's wonderful for the listeners, because you have been right out there. You know what you're doing, and have got a tremendous reputation in the field that you that you have chosen. So.
You can be followed on your Facebook page. Give that to our audience, please.
Sure. It's Brad Field WX, short for weather. So it's Brad Field WX, and that's on Facebook, and it's also on Twitter as well. And I am just honored to be on your program, gentlemen, and thank you so much for having me again.
Brad, always a pleasure.
You'll
thanks
be
for
back.
Spending some
You'll
time.
Be back.
You bet. We'll talk again down the road. Be well.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Take care.
You know, he's always been right up on top.
That gives us an update on the long range.